Mexicans celebrate the Virgin of Guadalupe today. More than 3 million Mexicans made a pilgrimage to the Basilica of Our Lady of Guadalupe to pay their homage. It was the first pilgrimage to be held without any restrictions after the pandemic. NPR's Eder Peralta sent us this postcard.
The pilgrims make their way to the basilica for miles on a promenade. It's an awe-inspiring display of humanity. Some pilgrims carry statues of the Virgin tied to their backs. Others, in groups, carry entire altars while they sing. Jasmine and Adolfo Gutierrez say they got up at 4 a.m. to begin their walk.
Por fe. Mucha fe.
It's because of our faith, he says.
Y agradecimiento. Sobre todo agradecimiento.
And gratitude. Gratitude above all else, says his wife. They're alive, she says, despite all the bad. A war, a pandemic, a bad economy, but they're alive. This pilgrimage is one of the largest in the world. It dates back almost 500 years when Catholics believe the Virgin Mary appeared before San Juan Diego, an indigenous farmer. She left on his cloak an image of a brown-skinned Virgin of Guadalupe. Until this day, that cloak hangs inside the basilica, and worshippers trek for days, for weeks, sometimes from thousands of miles away, to get a glimpse of this relic and the hill where this apparition happened. Some of them get on their knees and crawl for miles. When I kneel to talk to Michelle Perez Cornejo, she grimaces with pain. I ask her why she does this.
Un Dios que falleció y otra por mis hijos, por mi abuelita que falleció hace 2 años.
Her kids got sick, and she promised the Virgin if they got better, she would make this sacrifice. Her grandmother also died 2 years ago, and this year her uncle died. Here, on her knees, she could already see the hill that's brought her so much solace. I ask what she's feeling.
Pues a la vez emoción y a la vez tristeza por mi tío porque no está allá conmigo, pero cada que él venía, él subía conmigo el cerrito.
Happiness and sadness, she says. Her uncle was a believer. For 4 years, they climbed to the top of Tepeyac Hill. In his honor, she will climb that hill on her knees. The crowd moves from the promenade to the church. There's music and tears and joy and laughter and undying devotion. Gracia Martinez, who is 55, has made this trip for 25 years.
Tenemos lo material, ¿no? Pero a veces hace falta algo del corazón.
We have the material things, she says, but sometimes what's missing is in the heart. That's when she prays to the Virgin, she says, when she doesn't understand her kids, when someone gets sick, or when life just seems too hard. It's the Virgin, she says, who gives her strength. Eder Peralta, NPR News, Mexico City.
Desde el cielo una hermosa mañana.